Some Boston parents have had the opportunity to connect directly with the city's new school superintendent this semester. It's part of the school district's community engagement tour. As WBUR's Kerry Young reports, the effort, which wrapped up yesterday, brought out an overwhelming desire by parents for more equity in the city's school system.
It was a packed house at the English High School Library as Superintendent Brenda Caselius geared up for one of the last stops on her community engagement tour. And parents had a lot to say.
What concrete steps are you taking to recruit diverse talent?
I'm incredibly concerned about the exam schools.
We're getting to the point where there are some schools where the whole class is of children who are white and there's no black or brown kids in the class.
Equity and diversity were big themes that night. There were questions about exam schools like the Boston Latin School, then about school closings like the West Roxbury Education Complex and the planned closure of the Jackson Mann. Would there be more? Caselius also used the meeting as an opportunity to tell parents more about her own background and how she also struggled to get herself and her kids through school when they were younger.
I know what it's like to be a single mom for 10 years and to work two jobs and be on WIC and live in public housing and how hard that is on families.
She says the themes that came out of tonight's meeting carried through most of her tour around the district, which took her to more than two dozen town hall-style meetings and 150 school buildings.
The equity and opportunity just rises to the top for parents. They want high-quality schools in every neighborhood. They want to see our high schools be successful. They want art and music and outdoor play areas.
Community members say these meetings have a different vibe from the ones held by Caselius's predecessors, Laura Peril and Tommy Chang. Gerald Gabot, the executive director of the Immigrant Family Services Institute, says she felt like Caselius could relate more to the parents she works with.
She understands what it means to live with a single mother who has to go to work, living in public housing, you know, using food stamps. Walking in those shoes means a lot to us.
Gabot says for parents, there's a sense of cautious optimism. They liked what they heard, but feel like new superintendents typically come in with good intentions, but often get caught up in city politics and bureaucracy and have a hard time making meaningful change. That sentiment was echoed by parent Travis Marshall, who has two kids in the BPS district.
School communities have not really felt heard for a number of years in Boston, whether that's the closure of the Matterhunt or West Roxbury Education Complex, whether that's the start time debacle a couple years ago.
Those closures and the recent back and forth over school start time policies created a lot of distrust between the district and parents. He says community events like this are a needed good faith effort. But not everyone in the community took such a positive view.
For those of us who've been around a long time, there is nothing new.
Barbara Fields is a member of the Black Educators Alliance of Massachusetts, and she's the former director of the BPS Office of Equity. She says while it felt like Caselius was listening, the meetings were too short, only 2 hours long. She was also critical of the meeting structure. The district separated the crowd into groups to talk about issues for a good chunk of the event, but then limited their public presentations to one talking point. Fields felt like that downplayed the topics that are important to her community.
In the Black community, I know a real concern is the closure and merger of schools. The lack of access to quality schools that has come up. But I don't think as strongly as I know it's felt here.
As Caselius reflects on this semester-long effort, she says meeting parents around the area helped her to get to know the city. She added visiting all district school buildings, which was the other half of this effort, was equally important.
When you go from one school to the next school to the next school, you get such a great snapshot in your head on, you know, what schools have and what they don't have. It really gives me a good sense of what the priority should be.
She says these factors will be critical as she continues making headway on the highly anticipated district strategic plan. That is expected next month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.